the atmosphere was like a bear pit. Thousands of anti-Pegida demonstrators lined barricades set up by police in one corner of the square, drowning out the megaphones with their drums and chants. One young Pegida supporter could barely make himself heard above the cacophony.
If I tell my youth that where I work or I have school, they will hate me. Everyone, I will make lose my job. So it's a tough case in Sweden. You can't really tell what you think.
The biggest cheer of the evening arose when a topless woman climbed over the railings to get at the Pegida leader, Henrik Ronquist. Screaming, "Stop Pegida," she was dragged away by police. Ronquist claims he wasn't intimidated by the sheer number of opponents.
I love the Swedish police because their security is really, really good.
I'm not scared at all.
No. So many people, hundreds, thousands of people who have contacted me the last days saying that we sympathize with you, we support you, but we don't dare to come here today.
Before the crowd began baiting the handful of people carrying the blue and yellow flag of Sweden and signs saying deport supporters of the Islamic State, some considered views were expressed.
We need to show them that everyone is welcome here.
We don't need groups like Pegida that is driving a wedge in between Swedes and actually creating more problems than they already are.
I have never noticed my life getting any worse. The only people that scare me and who lower my quality of life are racists, because they're violent, horrible people who I'm scared of.
They don't know their history. This is exactly how the Nazi Germany came to power.
Before the demonstration began, Ronquist talked to me at his home. He shares an ideology with the right-wing Sweden Democrat Party, which opposes the current open-door immigration policy and whose popularity in the polls is rising. Ronquist, an art dealer, has a conviction for inciting racial hatred after his gallery displayed some provocative artwork. He says he was exercising free expression, which he claims is now under threat.
Sweden needs Pegida because what we see in Sweden today, it's a very soft, low Islamization of Sweden. And this is not about racism. It's not about specific Muslim people. We want to keep our traditions, the grounds Sweden stands on, our culture, freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said that Pegida in Germany, the people there, had hatred in their hearts. Is that what you've got?
No.
You don't have hatred in your heart?
I don't have hatred. I love Sweden. I love our traditions, as I said before. I have no hatred.
But what about towards Muslims?
I have no hatred against specific Muslims. I go with them by taxi every day.
One of Pegida's most vociferous opponents in Malmö is the city's vicar, Anders Ekhem. He rejects claims that Sweden is becoming Islamicized.
Sweden has become, and Malmö has become, a much more multi-religious, multicultural city and country. And that's something good. That's something we like to see. We can be a church together with our Muslims and Jews and share the responsibility for our society, for our democracy. And I know that most of the Muslims are together with us to be a democracy and be an open society.
Given the levels of hostility directed towards the Pegida protesters and poor turnouts in Malmö and more recently in Copenhagen, what future does the organization have in Scandinavia? Professor Magnus Ranstorp is an expert in extremism and is heading a Danish task force to counter the radicalization of young Muslims.
I think it has more traction in Germany than it has in Scandinavia, particularly because of the political culture. There's a greater tolerance within the Scandinavian countries, despite right-leaning parties. But there is something, though, that should be a warning flag for authorities in more holistically dealing with the issue of immigration and integration.
Normally, Pegida demonstrations involve a march through a city centre, but in this particular instance, the authorities thought it was safer for the protesters to keep them in Malmö's main square. But in the face of this enormous anti-racist counter-demonstration, the Pegida people have had to slip away like thieves in the night.
Perhaps Pegida's leader, Henrik Ronquist, is right when he says there is silent support for the organisation, but the bile directed towards the Pegida people in Malmö is not likely to encourage the nervous to demonstrate publicly. It could, however, help to further boost the poll numbers of the anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Malmö.